Every day is filled with spiritual warfare. Every day you are wrestling against a powerful foe. Every day that foe is whispering his evil lies into your mind, trying to draw you off the path of purity, the path that God wants you to walk. This is why you must daily cry out, "If I have found favor in your sight, please show me now your ways that I may know you," Exodus 33:13. "Make me know the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul," Psalm 143, verse 8. Well, welcome to the Point of Purity podcast. I'm your host, Steve Ettner, author, national speaker, and purity coach for the Pure Man Ministry, and this is episode 110. And in this week's episode, we discover from Scripture the importance of doing things God's way. There was a popular song somewhere back in the late 1960s and early 70s that went something like this: "And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway. And more, much more than this, I did it my way." You know, Galatians chapter 6, verse 3 warns us that if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Proverbs 14, verse 12 says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death." Proverbs 12, verse 15 declares that the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice. Now, I know that I can't speak for you, but for me, I want to be considered a wise man. So let me repeat what I said in today's opener. Every day of your life is filled with spiritual warfare. Every day of your life, you are wrestling against a powerful foe. Every day of your life, that foe is whispering his evil lies into your mind. He's trying to draw you off the path of purity, the path that God wants you and I to walk. Every day of your life, he's trying to convince you to do that life your way. This is why you and I must daily cry out, "If I have found favor in your sight, please show me now your ways that I may know you," Exodus 33:13. "Make me know the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul," Psalm 143, verse 8. So why is it so important that we ask God daily to show us his ways? I mean, what's wrong with occasionally doing a little bit of life my own way? Well, that question hopefully sounds ludicrous to you when you think about it. Almost, anyway. I mean, the fact is, we often think that way, even if we don't actually verbalize it. It's fun to do life my way. I think it frequently looks something like this: "Why do I have to give God all of my sexual desires and all of my passions? What's wrong with occasionally doing things my own way? I mean, as long as I'm not committing some great and horrible sin like adultery or murder, like good old King David did, why can't I enjoy just a little bit of lust and a little bit of self-gratification? Just every once in a while. What's wrong with that?" Well, God's answer is quite clear. In Proverbs 15, verse 10, he says, "There is severe discipline for him who forsakes the way. Whoever hates reproof will die." Now, that verse bears repeating, so let me repeat it. Proverbs 15:10. "There is severe discipline for him who forsakes the way." Solomon warns us in Proverbs 14:12. I've already quoted to you once, but listen again. "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death." Consider this. Any way that is ultimately my way will always be the wrong way. Okay, that bears repeating. Any way that is ultimately my way will always be the wrong way. Take a moment and think about that. Any way that is ultimately my way will always be the wrong way. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to God's word, Psalm 119, verse 9. This is precisely why, through our ministry, the Pure Man Ministry, the Purity Coach, each of our coaching sessions, every episode of the podcast, each and every lesson in our online academy, every one of my books, every one of my videos is predominantly focused around Scripture. You see, I don't want you trying to learn 12 steps or 8 keys or 5 principles to purity. I don't want you thinking that there's some greater, more effective method out there for fighting the beast of sexual temptation and experiencing genuine heart change other than simply filling your mind with the cleansing power of the Word of God and then daily choosing to walk in obedience to the God of the Word. There isn't anything better. Now please, please don't misunderstand me. There are definitely some excellent programs available. The right support group can be awesome and helpful. But if the program, now listen, watch this. If the program, if the group, if the counseling does not have God's word and God's way at the center as its fundamental foundation, then it's more than likely placing the emphasis upon you and your ability or lack thereof to live pure, rather than God's power and God's divine equipping that enables you to be pure. God says in Psalm 32, verse 8, I will instruct you. I will teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. We're commanded in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6, to do this, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. I want you to remember that the issue is not the beast. The problem isn't porn. The monster isn't masturbation. That's not what we need to change. Are you hearing me? That is not what we need to change. Now, don't misunderstand me saying, well, that Steve is saying it's okay to look at porn and okay to give into masturbation. That's not what I'm saying either. I'm saying the problem isn't the porn and the masturbation and the lust and the sexual temptation. That's not what needs to change. It's your heart. It's your worship disorder. God's Spirit, through God's Word, reveals God's will. You keep your way pure by daily reading, studying, meditating upon and applying God's holy word to your heart, your mind, your daily choices, and your behaviors. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 28 says that you will be cursed by God if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way that I am commanding you today to go after other gods, gods that you have not known. I believe, and I'm fairly safe in saying, that you would rather not be cursed by God. Am I correct? To avoid that, listen now, watch this. You must daily choose to dethrone King Me. You must not turn aside from God's way to go after another God, little G-O-D, to go after that which pleasures King Me. Proverbs 15:10 warns us, there is severe discipline for him who forsakes the way. I know. Sometimes it feels like you're going to die if you don't give in to the lust that's burning inside of you. I know that there are times where you are convinced life is going to come to an end if I don't look at some porn and masturbate. You can't concentrate. You can't sleep. You can't function. I understand that you think just one more time and it'll all be better. Just one more time. And then I'll get serious about dealing with this beast once and for all. You see, I know because I've been there. For over 30 years of my life, I lived for just one more time. I convinced myself that after this one last time, after this one more lustful look, one more pornographic image, one more enticing glance, one more act of masturbation, then I will be finally free from the beast. Then I'll be able to fight it and win. You realize that's your sinful flesh talking to you. It's your sinful passion screaming in your ear, please me, satisfy me, surrender to me. I'll make you feel good. I'll ease your stress. I'll relieve your boredom. I'll remove your frustration. Oh, my friend, don't listen. Don't let yourself cave under the pressure. Cry out to God, show me your way. And then when he does, because he will, you must choose to walk in it no matter the cost. Joshua 22 verse 5 gives us this command. Only be careful to observe the commandment, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cling to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, Joshua 22, 5. Isaiah 48, verse 17 says, this is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way you should go. If only you had paid attention to my commands, your peace would have been like a river, your righteousness like the waves of the sea, Isaiah 48, 17. Can you hear the ache of God's heart there? The ache that he has for you? Can you hear his discouragement? No, not discouraged with you, but with your sinful king me choices. Let me repeat. If only you had paid attention to my commands. Jesus put it this way in John 14, verse 15, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. The Apostle John writes in 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Okay, now, where exactly am I going to find God's commands? The answer, God's word. God's promise to you is that when you choose to walk the way God has laid out for you in his word, your peace will be like a river, your righteousness like the waves of the sea. You know, here's the exciting thing. You can choose right now, right here, this very moment, as you're listening to my voice, you can choose to lift up your soul to Heavenly Father. You can choose right now to surrender your sexual desires and your passions over to the Creator. You can choose right now to fully trust that God not only knows what's best for you, but he has plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future, Jeremiah 29, verse 11. There is hope for your future, declares the Lord, Jeremiah 31, 17. You can be free. You can be pure. And I'm not just spouting words here. I'm speaking from my own personal experience. I had a 30-year addiction, and I am sitting here in front of this microphone talking with you right now and able to tell you I have been over 20 years pure and clean and free. You can do this. All you have to do is lift up your soul to God, Psalm 25, 1. Trust fully in him, Psalm 25, 2. Dethrone King me and set your focus on the lordship and leadership of God in your daily life, Psalm 25, 3. Continuously ask him to show you his ways, and as he does, choose to walk in it, Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5. When you do that, you will experience blessings in your life like none you could ever imagine. I guarantee it. As we choose to daily lift up our soul to God and fully trust in him, we need to cry out, show me your ways, O Lord, Psalm 25, 4. Stop saying, I did it my way, I'll do it my way, and say, show me your ways. I want you to think about this. Inherent within the request to show me your ways is also a willingness to go the way that God shows you. What I mean simply is this, don't ask him to show you his way if you're not willing and ready to make the necessary sacrifice and adjustments in your life to actually go the way he shows you. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16 says, thus says the Lord, Stand by the roads and look. Ask for the ancient paths where the good way is, and walk in it, and find rest for your souls. Deuteronomy 5, verse 33 commands, you shall walk in all the way that the Lord your God has commanded you, that you may live, that it may go well with you. In Psalm 1, verses 1 and 2, David writes, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. You see, it is in God's word that you discover God's will and God's way that he wants you to walk. Will you choose to do that? Okay, we're going to hit the pause button again until next week's episode, and I look forward to continuing this ongoing study on purity and being truly, purely satisfied in our walk and relationship with Christ. But if you'd like to learn more about today's study, or if you're interested in learning more about our ministry, the Pure Man Ministry, the Purity Coach, I'd like to encourage you to visit our website. There's a ton of resources, a multitude of resources we've made available to you. You can find the website at The Purity Coach, all one word, thepuritycoach.com. And as I close, let me just highlight one of those resources that I'm referring to. It's a book I've written entitled, Are You a Superman? How to Become God's Man of Steel. The book is available on Amazon.com. And if you're a man looking for a 12-week men's Bible study that you can do with an accountability partner or with your men's small group or even by yourself, this book is a must-get. Are You a Superman of God? Becoming God's Man of Steel. It's a fun look at what it means to be God's Man of Steel in a world that is anti-God, anti-Christ, and anti-Bible. You see, as Christian men, we try to be the Superman of God that others want, others need, even expect us to be. And let's face it, we'll do fairly well most of the time at least presenting the persona of the spiritual man of steel to those around us. And yet somehow inwardly, we know that we're far from being the godly man we want to be, the godly man we should be, the godly man others need us to be. Well, as a Superman of God, your strength, your ability to effectively live a life that honors and glorifies God all the time comes directly from the Son, S-O-N. The closer you are in a relationship to Jesus Christ, the greater your power to resist the archenemy of your soul and watch him flee from you, James 4:7. And yet, truth be told, you have a weakness, don't you? It's your kryptonite. It's that radioactive element of your life, your sinful life before Christ, that your spiritual archenemy loves to use to his advantage. Fact is, when you play around with your kryptonite, when you play around with those past sinful habits, it weakens your will and your ability to stand firm and fight the fight of faith. So in this 12-week men's Bible study, you learn how to identify your kryptonite, steer clear of that kryptonite, and find your super spiritual strength as you daily draw closer to the Son, S-O-N, Jesus Christ, and be the man of steel that God has called and equipped you to be. So let me encourage you to go to Amazon.com today and purchase your copy of Are You a Superman of God? And if you've not yet subscribed to this Point of Purity podcast, hey, let me encourage you to do so right now so that you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. Well, until next time, this is author, speaker, and purity coach Steve Etner reminding you that if you're going to glorify God in your everyday living, he must first be glorified in your every moment thinking.